State Senator Stanley Chang knocked on 16,000 doors in the last election and won a seat to represent East Honolulu from Hawaii Kai to Diamond Head.
My two favorite statistics about political participation in Hawaii. Number one, 3/4 of all the voters in Hawaii are over the age of 55. So you could win every single person of working or student age and you'd get swamped 3-1 by the retirees. Number two, there are more voters over the age of 90 than under the age of 30.
Chang's top priority is to establish an official youth commission of 14 to 24-year-olds to represent that demographic.
Affordable housing. If you're over 55, you already own your own home, probably. Good jobs. If you're over 55, you either have a job already or you're retired. If you're over 55, education. You know, your kids are already through the education system, you're already through the education system. These are no longer the top priorities of the voters of Hawaii, which is why year after year, decade after decade, these are the chronic, persistent issues that face us year after year.
13-year-old Tyler Fisher from Kahului, Maui, wants a say in the political process and is committed to change.
Drugs in the community, that's a really big one, alcohol and drugs. And it's really hard to see a lot of my friends getting into it because of other kids. And then, like, I've seen kids getting arrested and some of them I know. And, like, thinking, wow, this could be our next generation. I wouldn't want that.
William Nihu is a millennial. He purchased the condominium in Kaka'ako 2 years ago and now, at age 30, is engaged and is settling in. He says his friends are also looking for places to buy and entering the next stage in life.
Conventional wisdom says, you know, maybe when you have children, you might be focused a little bit more on some issues, or you might care about funding for the schools. When my parents get older, I'm going to care a lot more about kupuna care. Different life cycles more have different priorities.
Meanwhile, Senator Chang, a 35-year-old millennial, says he will continue his fight to engage younger voters and push legislation for a youth commission to give them a voice.
16 and 17-year-olds, they're allowed to drive, to work, to pay taxes, and to get married. And they are not allowed to vote. That, I think, is unfair.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.